Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel's case involving Christian viewpoints, in this case a Christian flag application in Boston, is now before the United States Supreme Court. We're going to be talking about this case on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, Matt, you're going to be arguing this early next year, right? I know our brief is due on the 15th, which is right around the corner.
I definitely will be arguing the case in 2022, and a decision will be rendered by no later than the end of June 2022. So this case involves Camp Constitution and Hal Shurtleff. Hal Shurtleff is the leader of Camp Constitution. It's an organization that teaches about the Constitution. That's why it's called Camp Constitution. In fact, it actually has summer camps where they actually teach about the Constitution and our history and founding values that undergird the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
And, you know, Constitution Day, which is September 17th, is, I'm sure that's not probably being taught in the schools nowadays, you know, so that's a good research project. But he, you know, has applied starting a few years ago.
2017. It was 2017.
To raise the flag on that day.
Where he wanted to do the event at the City Hall area where it's, they've designated a public forum.
Right. They have three flagpoles there in front of the courthouse in Boston, and one is designated as a quote-unquote public forum.
Yeah, and it's the City Hall, actually, there that has the public forum. And the city actually created a policy. And for 12 years before 2017, they had a policy and a practice. And the policy said that you can gather in certain places, which they called public fora, and that's a specific legal term that means it's open to the public for expressive activities. And you could gather there for your event, and they also designated one of the flagpoles specifically as a public forum so that you could temporarily raise a flag regarding your organization or your event that you're celebrating. And it's right there with the rest of the flags. And so Camp Constitution, Hal Shurtleff, he actually filed an application in 2017. There had been no denials for 12 years. For 12 years before this, there were 284 application requests by private individuals and groups to fly a flag. And all of them got granted. All of them were granted. There was not a single denial. 12 years.
And you're talking about like flags of other countries like Albania, Brazil, Ethiopia, Italy, China, communist China, Cuba, never were they denied.
No, they were never denied. Now, these were flags requested by individuals, so they weren't the countries themselves, but they were the country flags. And we'll talk about that because it becomes very important. It's individuals that wanted to fly the flag of Turkey. Why? Because they wanted to celebrate the Turkish people in Boston and the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, the heritage of the Turkish people that have immigrated to Massachusetts. The same thing with communist China. Mm-hmm. It wasn't communist China's nation that wanted it, but it was people who have Chinese, Asian background, and they wanted to fly it as part of their celebration of the Chinese Americans in Boston and the Commonwealth.
It's also the rainbow flag, which the LGBT activists have taken as their own.
And the transgender flag.
And the transgender, which I'd never heard of before, but pink and blue flag.
They had all kinds of things. They had Bunker Hill flag for people that were history buffs. And Bunker Hill, interestingly, is if you compare that Bunker Hill flag beside the Christian flag, they're virtually identical. The only difference is the inverse color code. The Christian flag is white with a blue square and a red cross inside of it. The bunker flag is the opposite color scheme, and the only additional thing that the Bunker Hill flag has is a fern tree. Other than that, it looks identical.
With the cross and everything.
Has the cross and everything. looks identical, you just switch the colors. Mm-hmm. So instead of having a white flag, it's a blue flag. Instead of having a blue square, it's a white square. Both of them have the red cross. And then the only thing that the Bunker Hill flag has a fern tree on it as well. So they allow that to be displayed. And it has, obviously, Christian symbols. So what happened is, application number 285, in anticipation of Constitution Week, ultimately, Hal put in the application that he wanted to fly the, quote, Christian flag. It's the word Christian
that set off red
that set off the
flares.
Whole
yeah.
controversy. It's the word Christian that did it. In fact, the guy approving this, reviewing it, said, if you had called the flag anything besides a Christian flag, if you had called it the Camp Constitution flag, anything except use the word Christian, your application would have been approved.
Well, right there, he's admitting discrimination.
He'd never even heard of a Christian flag.
That's as clear as you can get.
He never even looked at the flag. So it wasn't the flag itself that caused the problem. Hmm. It's amazing. It wasn't the flag itself. So, yes, he wanted to fly a Christian flag, but the case is much, much bigger than if we win, oh, you can fly a Christian flag.
Right.
It's the word Christian in the application caused all the backlash, caused the first application in 12 years to be censored.
And what's unbelievable to me is these lower courts have not seen that. And they just keep denying the case. I'm like, the discrimination is very clear here, religious viewpoint.
You know, when we lost the first time at the district court, and I went to argue this at the Court of Appeals, 3-judge panel, I thought this is going to be a no-brainer case.
Right.
We're here, the other side's going to get battered, and the judges just didn't get it because they didn't want to. So we lost, it got remanded. We went back down to the lower court. We did more discovery. The appeals court said, well, all right, you need more history because even though there were no denials, well, we need more applications. So they ruled against us, but they left the door open. So we went back to discovery. And the discovery all fell in our favor. The 284 applications, no denials. The word Christian, yes, I would have allowed it. Had you called it something else, it was the word Christian. That was the buzzword. That's why I censored it. And all of that. And so we lost again. Hmm. Doesn't make sense. We're back up to the same 3-judge panels. And with all the information, we lost again. Makes no sense. So we asked the U.S. Supreme Court to get involved, and the Supreme Court accepted the case. It's a big case. And now we're finishing briefing this month. We'll be doing our final brief at the end of the year, early January, and then we'll argue it sometime after the first of the year. But this case is about Christian censorship of Christian viewpoints. And in order to justify their position, the city first said, well, it's an establishment clause. If we allow this flag to be put up on the flagpole, then we will be establishing religion. Look, I know the judges, they got hung up on the fact that typically flagpoles in front of city halls are not open to the public to put up whatever they want. I get that. And we wouldn't be here unless the city intentionally opened the flag, and they did. They opened the flagpole as a public forum. It's their decision to open it. Now, they could close it if they want to. They never had to open it. But once it's open, they can't discriminate on the basis of Christian viewpoint. That's pure First Amendment case law.
Especially when you allow secular viewpoints. You
that's
can't
right.
discriminate against the Christian viewpoint.
And that's what they did. So first they said, oh, it's establishment of religion. Then they said, oh, no, it's government speech. It's really all the flags are our speech. The problem with that is they can't be government speech because getting back to these foreign flags, there is a law in Massachusetts that state and local governments cannot fly the flag of a foreign nation on their property.
Mm.
And if they do, it is a criminal offense.
That's interesting.
So they really have a hard time saying all these flags are really our speech, not private speech.
Huh.
Because then all those people would become criminals in the city of Boston's city hall. Pray for this case. It's a major case at the U.S. Supreme Court. It will set national precedent. We're already closing in on the time of our filing of the brief. The other side will file their briefs. then we'll file a reply, and then finally we'll argue it, and then the decision will come down no later than June 2022. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, lc.org.